Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Recently, Kyle Gassett, Troy Public Radio's operations manager, went to Kyle, Texas, where everyone with the name of Kyle was invited to gather at the Kyle Fair. He gave us an on-location report by Skype, and then we looked ahead at the summer offerings on Troy Public Radio. Kyle Gassett, operations manager and reporter for Troy Public Radio, thank you for joining us by Skype from Texas today.
Thank you, Carolyn. I'm always happy to be with you.
Well, Kyle, you had several missions going to Texas, one of which is called the Kyle Fair. What was that all about? Because I heard you on Here and Now and on Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon.
Carolyn, it has been a blast. I guess I am uniquely suited for this story, being a public radio reporter and being named Kyle, but this is the first Kyle Fair that Kyle, Texas has held, and it was the weekend of the 19th through the 21st. They've tried to do this in the past. They've had a yearly event that they had tried to gather as many people named Kyle before, but this was the biggest effort that they had put forward toward that. And what they were trying to do, Carolyn, is get enough people there to break a record that had previously been set by people named Ivan. So in Bosnia-Herzegovina, they had gathered somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,300 Ivans. And Kyle, Texas was hoping to get that many Kyles there so they could claim the Guinness World Record for the people with the most first names. You could only spell it K-Y-L-E, and it had to be your first name. Unfortunately, we were 500 short of beating those Ivans, but the plan, I think, next year is to have Kyle Fair again, and I'm making plans to go again. It was so much fun.
What was everyone wearing?
Well, we all were given a shirt when you registered. Of course, hearing, "Hi, Kyle," yelling for Kyle, and your head just wants to spin around the whole entire time that you're there. There was a diversity of people there. There were young kids, and there were older folks, and there were people closer to my age, and then there were female Kyles and Kyles of every stripe there. Everybody was having a good time, seemed to be really glad to get to meet other Kyles and just really enjoying being together.
With all of those Kyles there, what was the population? What did it swell to?
Well, I know that at the end of the count, at the end of that fair, there were 1,800 Kyles there. Now, that didn't include everybody else who came with the Kyles, because I saw a bunch of people wearing shirts that said, "I'm with Kyle." It's a Texas event, so of course there were contests for the best ribs and the best margaritas, and there was even a drywall punching booth, because there's an internet meme about called Kyle Punches Drywall. So this Kyle that runs a Facebook page called Kingdom of Kyle showed up with a bunch of drywall for people to pay $5 and be able to punch. And people did. They were punching it left and right.
What a fun event. Well, bringing it back here to Alabama, Georgia, and Florida, our coverage area here at Troy Public Radio, Kyle, we are looking ahead to summer. What's on tap?
I'm really excited to announce that we are also going to be launching a new podcast with our friend Don Noble from Alabama Public Television. And this podcast is called Alabama Aloud. Don is going to be reading, Carolyn, works by Alabama authors, some works by authors writing about Alabama. That's going to be the theme that's going to connect all of these pieces together. But it's something that has not been done before. So we're really excited to be launching it this summer. I just think it's great to be able to have that literary resource and that literary companion for people in podcast form. And of course, Don Noble, people know he is the book guy on Alabama Public Television.
Bookmark he has been doing for, I think, 30 plus years, interviewing all of these authors. And it is going to be really interesting to get his preview on tomorrow's In Focus. I'm going to find out what kind of short stories he'll be reading. And to bring Alabama authors to the airwaves is groundbreaking. You know, Kyle, we haven't been able to do this since Dick Estelle retired. And here, English professor emeritus from the University of Alabama, Don Noble, is picking back up on that idea.
It's fantastic. And what he said, Carolyn, was a lot of these writers have either come through his class or, you know, so he's taught a good number of these folks. So I think it's exciting as well. But every author that we've reached out to has given an enthusiastic yes to participate and be part of this if they're still living, because it will be a wide array, some authors from the past and some contemporary authors as well. So I'm just really looking forward to starting this literary venture, letting people hear some of the breadth and rich literary heritage that we have to celebrate here in Alabama.
And along those same lines, Kyle, you had an idea which we're implementing on In Focus Thursdays. I believe it's every other Thursday this summer. And we'll be featuring books by Alabama authors and just talking with the authors, much like Don Noble does on Bookmark and much like we do on In Focus. But you said, you know, summertime's a good time to read. I'm looking forward to doing some very famous authors and books, but also some local. What have you named that series?
Well, when you and I were talking, it seemed exceedingly appropriate because we specialize in story here at Troy Public Radio and public radio in general to call it the storyline. So that is what the name of that series on Thursdays is going to be, that literary conversation with authors and launching. Carolyn, a lot of people in their minds, public radio equals books, equals conversations about authors.
What about special programming? You're always thinking about the listeners and special programming. What's coming up this summer?
One thing I just want to remind listeners is that every Friday afternoon at 2, we have a different program on. That is a time that we have set aside to bring you programming that is either about some topic that's in the news or in culture and people are talking about. You know, it could be related to an upcoming holiday that we have a special program in that slot. And so I just want to remind listeners that whenever something happens, Troy Public Radio is ready to bring you some type of context, coverage, conversation that's going to help you make sense of whatever that is. In addition to that, Carolyn, I want listeners to stay tuned as well, because we've been known in the summer to take maybe the 2 o'clock hour in one week and bring you a series of special programs that whole week long in that 2 o'clock slot, or maybe the 7 o'clock slot at night, our music hours at 7. So we'll be promoting it on the air and through our social media accounts as well. So please do follow us at Facebook and or Twitter. And we just invite you to join us and be part of the conversation, because the summer is really a great time to do a lot of in-depth listening, to dig in. And I'm just excited with the possibilities. Of course, the summer also means we have some staples that we always do. We always do a Capitol 4th and a lot of special 4th of July programming. And the BBC Proms, Carolyn, toward the end of the summer. I'm very excited about that. That is the largest classical music festival in the world. So we have some things that we normally do, but we also have some things that we tend to put together rather in a short amount of time and get it together and have it be really topical and really fresh for our listeners.
Bottom line, Kyle, I think we need to stop and thank the listener supporters for making all of this possible. We are here simply because of their support and thankful for their support for bringing this to everyone.
I am constantly amazed, humbled, delighted when I think about our listeners and the daily connection and conversation that we have with them. It really is so fulfilling for me in my role at the station to be able to put a lot of programming together for you, but also to think about the services that we're offering listeners. Sometimes we hear mostly from listeners during on-air drives, but we hear from them throughout the year, and it's really such a joy to be able to serve them and to be able to bring them something that they tell us is meaningful to them.
Well, Kyle, it's going to be quite a summer, and I want to thank you for sharing the Kyle Fair from Kyle, Texas today by Skype, and thank you for the preview looking ahead for the summer with the listeners.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Joining us by Skype was Kyle Gassett, Troy Public Radio's operations manager from Kyle, Texas, for the Kyle Fair. We appreciate your joining us by radio or online or podcast as we look forward to celebrating summer with you. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.